Back here on 104.5 The Zone, we're talking with Pedro Alvarez. The Vanderbilt Commodores heading out to Tempe, Arizona to play in the NCAA Regional. So, Pedro, first and foremost, as you guys get done with the SEC tournament and get ready for the NCAA tournament, certainly it must bring back a lot of memories to last year and maybe some unfinished business. You guys want to take it another step forward?
Yeah, of course. We always want to go as far as we can. But we can't live in the past. Obviously, last year hurt a little bit, but that's done with. And, we just got to learn from it, and it's just another experience. So we just got to come out, try to play our best, and take it one day at a time.
That is a good point. How much do you guys talk about last year? Is that just in the past, or do you guys use that as maybe a motivation to take it over the top?
You know, we don't really talk about it. It's there because, it hurts. It hurt last year. But and to a certain degree, it is motivation. But we don't try to motivate ourselves by thinking about that. You know, we're a team that we're pretty strong mentally. And, every day we're out there, we're playing, and we play our hardest no matter what. So, it's definitely in the back of our mind for some of us. I mean, we have a young team in terms of our pitching staff, and they really can't relate to that. But the older guys can a little bit, but we've moved on. For what it's worth, we take whatever we can from it. But it is what it is.
Well, tell me how the team looks at what they've accomplished so far this year. Certainly, you guys were in position maybe to do even some bigger things than you've done, but still a very solid year. But maybe a time to do you guys feel like you've played the best you can play to this point?
No. It doesn't feel like we've been on all cylinders in terms of, hitting and defense and pitching. I think we have our potential is a lot greater than what we've been playing. But nonetheless, we've been able to pull out some pretty big games and key victories. And I think once we get on all cylinders, hopefully, sooner than later, I think we could be pretty dangerous.
Now, how about for yourself? This has been an interesting year for you. You had the setback early in the year when you had the broken bone. You had to sit on the sideline for a while and watch these guys. What was that like, and how hard was that for you to go through? And also, maybe, how did it make you better? When sitting back and just rooting your guys on, just observing the game, did that help you at all?
Initially, I was a little upset, obviously, because, I wanted to be out there. I wanted to be playing. But I made it, the best out of it. I was in the dugout like I was another coach, basically, and I got to see a different view, perspective of the game, and I did get to learn a lot just watching our guys play and be out there, and I think I made the best of it. Again, I learned a lot, and for being hurt, I think I was pretty optimistic about it. Just because once it happened, there's nothing you could have done. So, the only thing you can do is make the best of it. And I don't know if you saw, but I was working on my defense. I actually lost some weight. I was scared to gain some. I probably worked out twice as hard as I did when I was healthy. And but it's a different it's different when you're in the dugout watching your guys play, and you definitely have a different attitude. And a respect for it too as well, but I think I learned a lot from it, and I'm glad to be back.
Well, they were glad to have you back for sure. Now, there was a lot of people that were worried, or wondering, just for your sake, because of an injury, what would that do to your status coming up here next week for the draft? But Tim Corbin was saying, don't worry about it. The scouts have seen enough of you; they know what you can do. But does it make you feel good that after all you've been through for these 3 years, your decision to come to Vanderbilt, that it's going to work out? That you're going to get your opportunity after 3 years of being here in Nashville?
Yeah, I've always looked at it this way. If it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen, and somehow, some way, you're gonna get seen, you're gonna get noticed, and you're gonna get the recognition that you deserve. And when I got hurt, I didn't even think about that. What came through my head was, I'm not going to be able to play. How am I going to deal with it? And so I dealt with that. And, about about the draft, you know, I'm not even thinking about that. You know, we have way too much going on right now as we're getting ready for a regional. And, you know, that'll take care of itself, and I'm not really worrying about that too much right now.
Yeah, I was talking, I remember, to David Price and some of the guys last year that were about to get drafted. Did it help seeing what he went through, sort of being able to separate all the draft stuff and the individual stuff with what you're trying to accomplish as a team?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, David Price, we all know who he is and who he was here before he got drafted, and the way he dealt with it, you know, almost makes it seem like he had been there before, and he was real professional about it. And if you didn't know him, you couldn't tell that, you know, he was who he was. And I definitely, you know, we still speak a lot, and he helps me out any way he can. But if I can do it half of what he did dealing with it, I think I should be fine.
So what are the biggest challenges? Is it hard? I mean, I know you were able to name your advisor and get all that out of the way earlier, so you don't have to worry about that. Has there been a struggle throughout the year? Are there people constantly talking to you about it, or do they leave you alone?
It's been fine. People ask me here and there, you know, but again, it's not a main concern right now, and it hasn't been. And so, you know, people haven't really been bugging me too much about the whole draft thing, because they know it's not of importance for me right now.
Now, you got your guys out there getting ready to head out to Tempe, Arizona. It is pretty interesting. You guys have the Oklahoma Sooners to start with, and I know that Tim Corbin is saying, "Hey, listen, we're worried about Oklahoma. We're not worried about anybody else that's in the regional right now." But is it pretty interesting to get to this point in the season and go back to where you started this whole season?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because every time we play a team, Coach Corbin makes sure that you know, we play our hardest, and if we're not on the upper hand that particular day, you know, he always says, well, you know, one day we might get another crack at this team, and it just so happens that we're going to be able to meet with this team again. But first things first, we got to worry about you know, Oklahoma, and hopefully take care of business there and go on from there.
Pedro, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck out in Tempe. It's too bad that a lot of us won't be able to watch you on TV, but we'll be getting the internet. We'll be doing everything we've got to do to follow it. And perhaps, maybe if things fall right, we can see you back here at Hawkins Field for the Super Regional.
Thank you very much.